Key points from New South Wales Health and COVID-19 for Friday, 15th of October, 2021. There have now been almost 11.4 million vaccines administered across New South Wales. 91.4% of people over 16 have received a first dose, and 77.8% have received both doses. 72.1% of 12 to 15-year-olds have received one dose, and 26% are now fully vaccinated. New South Wales will reach 80% fully vaccinated target over the weekend. This is a fantastic achievement. Thank you to everyone involved in delivering vaccinations and everyone in the community who has come forward to be vaccinated. There were 399 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 reported in New South Wales in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. last night. Sadly, 4 people have died. There has been sewage detection in Halliday's Point, Wagulga, West Wheelong, and Gullargambone. If you live in these areas or have recently visited, please monitor for symptoms, get tested, and get vaccinated if you haven't already. We are concerned about rising cases in Hunter region and also about communities in the border with Victoria. Travel between Greater Sydney and regional New South Wales has been postponed until the 1st of November. This is to keep our regional community safe. As we will reach our 80% double dose milestone over the weekend, from Monday, 18th of October, the following changes to the rules will come into effect for fully vaccinated people in New South Wales. 20 people allowed to visit your home, 50 people allowed to gather outdoors, no caps on weddings and funerals, and see the rest of the changes at newsouthwales.gov.au. As New South Wales reopens, please be cautious wherever you live and make sure you are familiar with the changing rules. They are all available on newsouthwales.gov.au. Please remember that the most important thing to do is to get vaccinated. It is crucial to protect yourself, your loved ones, and all the people you come into contact with. It is particularly important to protect against serious illness. From the 1st of November, New South Wales will no longer require fully vaccinated international or interstate arrivals to undertake home or hotel quarantine. Travellers will be required to have a PCR test prior to departure and provide proof of vaccination status.